Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, meet my friend Stormy.
Hi, Stormy.
Hello.
It's nighttime. Knights played it today, game number two of the Stanley Cup playoffs against Chicago. Okay, Stormy, say your last name again so I don't screw it up.
Bonantoni. It's so long. I'm sorry.
Boy, was elementary school just brutal for you?
It was the first word I learned how to spell. So I've been golden on it forever.
Yeah. I love that. What you may not understand, so Stormy, you see her on the Golden Knights broadcast, and you may not know, she's Palo girl. She's Vegas girl.
Which is so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I loved it. Born and raised in Vegas. Went to Sig Rogich Middle School right next to Palo too. So it's pretty cool. Love being back.
Okay, then how do you end up, because we were just talking before you came back home, you were in Charlotte and doing stuff for ESPN and doing a bunch of freelance sideline reporting and all of that. How did you end up getting into this business?
It's kind of weird, actually. I was in college at San Diego State, and I was a nursing major, actually, at the time. And you have to take kind of different electives, and I took a radio television elective. And I just fell in love with it. And my teacher said I was actually not terrible.
Right.
And if I had any interest in it, maybe I should think about pursuing it and going further. And I've always been kind of a sports junkie, and all of my sports stories were a million times better than my news stories. And I just kind of went full go at it, and I never really looked back. I got my first job out of school was with the Mountain West Conference, actually. So covering UNLV was a big part of my job, and my alma mater, San Diego State. Absolutely loved that. And then just kind of bounced around, and it's a little unreal to be able to be back in my hometown working for our first major professional franchise. It's really, really special to me.
Yeah, cool. You know, I was telling Kayla, I said, Stormy seems perfect. We'll find the chink in her armor. Yeah, and that's what it is, San Diego State. I knew there was something.
Oh my God.
I knew there was something. San Diego State. Well, we'll just keep that between us. At least it wasn't UNR. But so your job right now has to be so odd. With the weird game times, the Knights play at 2:30 today. That never happens except maybe on the occasional Sunday. And with the players in the bubble and you're still here in Vegas, ordinarily you'd be getting information from players and coaches and whatnot. How are you able to do that now?
Yeah, it's so bizarre, honestly. I think probably the toughest part of this whole bubble situation has been that most of my story ideas and stuff that I come up with are just from one-on-one conversations in the dress room after a practice or after a morning skate. And I'll be talking to one guy, and then another player will come and give him grief about something, which creates a whole nother story that I didn't even go into it planning. And those things don't happen anymore. So we do all of our media availability over Zoom press conferences now. I'll be so happy when COVID's over and I never have to hear the word Zoom again.
Right.
Oh,
all of us.
Go.
Everybody.
But it's just a weird world right now. And even at practices, we don't know 100% what's going on. We get a small video that the team puts out after practice when normally we'd be able to watch the whole hour and see if different lines had changed, who's wearing what sweater, if somebody's not out on the ice. Or for goaltenders who's starting in net, you usually can tell by who leaves the ice first. So, right. Like things like that that we just don't get to see anymore are challenging. And I just miss, you know, being a sideline reporter is being the eyes and ears for people that aren't there and aren't around the team. So that's kind of sad for me right now that I don't get to bring all of that to our fans at home.
Although the one thing you do get to bring in, and obviously today's a big game from the broadcast side of it, because there was so much of the season that just got blown up because of COVID. So you guys are still going to have Vegas Golden Knights and AT&T Sportsnet still having the second annual charity night. And that night is tonight. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm so, so, so excited that we were able to get this scheduled and still be able to make it happen, because all of the proceeds from this event will be selling these charity gym bags that are just filled with awesome VGK swag and memorabilia. If you get the VIP bag, there's going to be an autographed puck from head coach Pete DeBoer, as well as an autographed photo from a player. And all of the proceeds go to the VGK Foundation, which goes directly back into our community. Because of COVID, because of everything that's been going on, like, people are really struggling right now. And if you are somebody who's in a position to give, I really, really encourage you to buy a charity gym bag. You can do it at nice.givesmart.com. And all of it will really benefit people in the Las Vegas area, Southern Nevada. Like, people are struggling in terms of like risk, at-risk hunger, homelessness. All of these things are really, really important for us to be able to give back to the community. So like I said, if you can give, please do. It'll be a really, really awesome night. And throughout the broadcast tonight, obviously the primary focus is game two against the Chicago Blackhawks, but we'll also be highlighting a lot of the wonderful charitable events and things that the team has done throughout the year.
Based on game one of this series, Stormy, what is your prediction? What is the series going to look like?
Is this the worst question?
No, Stormy's the person that would answer
friend?
It, though.
By the way, it's not as nice as she sounds on the phone and as nice as she seems on television. That's the real deal. That's yeah. No, it really is the real deal. And Kayla, you would pin her up against the wall like that.
How dare you?
I'm putting the good energy out there because I know what she's going to answer.
You know what? Let me help. Obviously, we expect the Knights to take care of Chicago. Mm-hmm. You would hope so. Just based on prior performance, you would hope so.
You would. But go on. Sorry, I'm not.
I was just going to ask though. But is it just me, or are the national people? Are people sleeping on the Knights? It feels like they are.
I don't know. I think that like inconsistencies from the regular season makes people look at Vegas a little sideways. I think that people see a team like Colorado, who, I mean, we beat in the round robin, as kind of one of those front runners. The defending cup champs is kind of those front runners in the St. Louis Blues. And then like the Eastern Conference always gets all the love anyway.
Of course, yeah, it's the East Coast bias. So you saw that when you were living back east, I'm sure. They're the greatest.
Yeah.
We don't even exist out here. They think we're still defending our land. You know, they think we're still defending the outpost.
The game start times for any like college sports on the West Coast kills me. Like, sure. I'd be living out there in Charlotte and watching a UNLV basketball game or something that would start at like 10:30 my time out there,
yeah.
11 o'clock. Like, and I'd stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
That a girl. And by the way, we know you meant San Diego State, but thank you for throwing a bone.
You don't understand. I love both. Like, I'm that person. Like, whenever the Aztecs play the Rebs, I would have such a hard time. But fortunately, I could just wear red and nobody would know.
Everybody's cool. Yeah, everybody's cool. It's all good. You are the greatest. I will reach out to the proper people so that we can possibly do this again soon. No, because honestly, true story. We met at a charity event back in the spring, right before everything shut down.
Yeah.
And then I was like, playoffs. Oh my God, we should get some. Let me reach out to Stormy. And so then I was just like, hey, you want to come on the show? And then I went, oh God, I'm completely subverting the process. And so I had to go.
No,
I had to go throw myself on the sword for being a bad boy. But to Stormy's credit, she's like, yeah, no, I'll do it. She's like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. I'm a gamer. I'm always game. And can I just say, like, I'm so just happy that you were even interested in talking to me again, because I was such a fangirl to you at that event. I'm so sorry. Stop. I was like, oh my God, you're the voice of Vegas for me.
Stop it. It's a mutual admiration society. I'm really glad you came on the show, and it's really cool that you listen too. So thank you.
I appreciate it. And just to answer your earlier question, I do think the Golden Knights are going to take the series.
That's right.
Well, I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. I like our chances. I was just saying a little bit ago, a buddy of mine is thrilled because he got the Knights to win the Cup at 16-1. I was like, that's a good bet.
Uh-huh.
And it's a thing that you can only say in Vegas that have people understand it. understand betting, but that's 16-1. That's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Well, have fun. Have a great show tonight. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you. That's Stormy, and I'm not even going to try and butcher her last name again. No, it's Bonantony.
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 Okay.
That's how you say it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.